Well, happy Thursday and welcome to yet another edition of Perspectives on WFSU Public Media. I'm Tom Flanagan. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we always invite your input, no matter where and how that discussion may lead, at 850-414-1234, the telephone number. If email is your preferred form of communication, we got you covered there too. Perspectives@WFSU.org is that number. Alzheimer's, dementia, dread afflictions for sure that kind of steal our loved ones away from us one brain cell at a time. And few conditions are feared more nowadays as advancing life expectancy makes it more likely that more and more people will become either a direct victim of these conditions or tasked with the care of a loved one who's in the thrall of these diseases. But there is hope and help, as we mentioned at the outset, and we're going to be talking about that right here on Perspectives in the run-up to the Tallahassee Walk to End Alzheimer's, which is set for Saturday, October 12th, taking place at Cascades Park. More on that to come, but let's meet some great folks who are kind of very much involved in that entire enterprise right now. Not the least of whom being Yasmin Khan, Development Manager for the Regional Alzheimer's Association. And essentially, let's see, you've cloned into what, three or four different people now so you can get everything together for the upcoming walk, Yasmin, or what?
Yes. I have support of our wonderful volunteers, so you'll meet here in a second.
We will be meeting them, wonderful. But we also want to find out more about the walk and how more people can get involved in that. It is not too late, boys and girls here. Right next to you, Aubrey Schmidt. She is team captain of Walk for Papa. And if you go to the local Alzheimer's splash page for the walk, you will see you and Papa, I presume, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this is in memory of Dad, or exactly what is it, Aubrey?
My grandfather. This time last year, he passed away from Alzheimer's.
Oh, my God. That was such a sweet picture of you and Grandpa there. So thank you for coming on. How many folks in the team right now?
Just family right now. It's branching as I get the word out, but slowly but surely.
But you are open to having more participants,
right? Yes, sir. The more the merrier.
Okay. But then that puts you in a competition with who's next door here, who is Jordan Burroughs, team captain for ALZ, A-L-Z. ALZ You Need Is Love. Jordan, welcome. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. And the origin of that team name, besides the obvious Beatles reference, where did it come from?
Well, I just thought it would be fun to use a play on words, and maybe that would get people a little bit more excited about joining my team.
Okay. And how many on your team right now?
I think I have about 20 people so far.
Wow. That goes beyond family then, right?
Oh, yeah. I make all my coworkers come out, too.
Shame is a powerful motivator.
Exactly.
Yasmin Khan, I got to ask you, though.
Yeah.
I have seen you around town and just, again, a whirling dervish of activity when it comes to organizing different kinds of fundraisers and initiatives in support of this fight against Alzheimer's. Personally, though, what brought you into this battle?
Well, I, have been blessed to say that I have not been personally affected by Alzheimer's disease within my own family, within my network. But having started my tenure at the Alzheimer's Association, I've met with individuals whose stories have made this a fight of my own. And together we are fighting for that first survivor of Alzheimer's disease. And I'm continually inspired each day.
The Walk to End Alzheimer's now is kind of the signature, the preeminent fundraiser for this campaign, although certainly there are lots of other things, too, most notably being a very recent one that took place. And, of course, we all know David Wheeler. He's been on our air multiple times, another whirling dervish when it comes to his dad passed away from this terrible affliction, and the Purple Willie Jam has been his signature event now for, this is what, the fifth year I think he had it, right?
Yes, this was number five for Purple Willie Jam. Mm-hmm.
And had to kind of find a new home with the demise of Crew de Gras. He was over at Fire Betty's Arcade, and a lot of music going on there, a lot of games and all that. But there are other things, too, that have been part and parcel of this fundraising effort, right?
Yes. And I will say David's Purple Willie Jam is a part of his walk team fundraising as well. So the proceeds from that event are all going in or funneled into our Walk to End Alzheimer's, which ultimately all goes back to the Alzheimer's Association. So it all goes back to our cause, and every dollar raised advances the fight against Alzheimer's disease.
A large portion of that, of course, going to the research, which yes. is ongoing. There are some positive developments. So I have been following what's been happening on the national level as more and more research is done and the actual nature of this disease and at least some mitigating, yeah. I think what doctors call protocols, are now being brought into play. So it's looking better, isn't it?
I would say so. I mean, there is a lot of work being done, as you mentioned, to find the actual cause. Because once we have the cause, we can know how to ultimately cure this disease. There's a lot of research being done on lifestyle, on demographics. Still nothing definitive as of yet, but there have been some progress that's been made as well.
And that's why it is so critical that events, whether it is the Purple Willie Jam or some other kind of fundraiser in all plowing into the Walk to End Alzheimer's is so critical because yes. that's where this money goes.
Absolutely. You know, so much of what we do is research focused. You know, the Alzheimer's Association, our vision is a world without Alzheimer's disease. So the money that's being raised goes towards research, care and support, as well as advocacy and public policy. But really our focus is to end this disease, to find that first survivor. And we know that's not possible without finding both that cause and that cure that we talked about.
Aubrey Schmidt, talk about Papa. What was this guy like?
The sweetest man you will ever meet. He was what we call the gentle giant. And he was so brilliant, so hands-on. And to see it dwindle was the hardest thing. And not only do I walk for him, but also for my mama or my grandma, because she was the caregiver for him. And I couldn't imagine the pain that it caused her, but she had so much strength that it inspired me to do what I do today.
That's the other part of this equation, though, is the need to care for our caregivers, because it is a relentless disease. It is also requiring a phenomenal amount of support and help from those who take care of these folks, because you lose your ability to care for yourself. So that was rough on her.
Very, very. It did take a toll, but
That's okay.
It's hard to see somebody, not know, not recognize you. And so she did bear a lot, but she was able to give him the best that he needed. And we were very fortunate that he didn't have to live with it very long. I think a total of maybe 8 months. So where, not everybody's that lucky. They'll spend years with this disease. So we were fortunate with that.
Even beyond family members, though, I'm thinking of talk about gentle giants here. And this guy's tall. He's not really a giant, but one of our former city commissioners, Gil Ziver, here in town, he has a buddy who is in an earlier stage of Alzheimer's, and he carves out time to get together with him on a regular basis, just take him to lunch, and they sit around, and they chat and laugh and have a good old time. And that always struck me as being one of the kindest and most generous things that you can do, is even though this is not a family member, this is just a guy that he loves to hang out with. And to be with him through this journey is just something that still always really tugs at my heartstrings to think, why do you do this? He says, because he's fun. Mm. He's a great guy. I like to hang out with him. And yet that.
Sweet.
Yeah. Jordan, your story there. Tell us about your connection here to this whole thing.
Sure. I actually got involved a few years ago when a coworker of mine, her husband was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's, and she was the primary caregiver, and just seeing how it affected her. She got really involved with the Alzheimer's Association, and we saw how impactful it is, but also how much fun it can be to be involved with this organization. So I wanted to help. And then kind of watching her take more and more time off from work and then eventually have to quit to care for him full time. And unfortunately, he lost his battle 2 years ago. But just seeing how terribly it affected her life and how it could affect your work life and all of that stuff. I thought we should step up and do something.
Well, Yasmin, both Aubrey and Jordan are talking about the necessity to really put the rest of your life on hold when you go into caregiver mode for someone with Alzheimer's or dementia. There, what does the association have in order to kind of ease that burden? Are there resources available there too?
Absolutely. So my counterpart is our program manager locally here in Tallahassee. Her name is Audrey Coachman, and she spearheads most of our efforts when it comes to support groups. We have several here in town, and also we have nationally different resources to get involved in as well, should you need support. One of which is our 24/7 support line, and I can provide that number for you as well. I'd see if I have it easily available.
And we'll also post it on our online version here,
okay,
too, so folks will have that there.
So it's 1-800-272-3900. And this is a free 24/7 helpline. It's professionally supported. There are folks there that can triage and help with any calls day or night. We receive nearly 300,000 calls annually. So that is a resource that we always like to share. You know, there's always support. There's always someone on, you know, who can provide a listening ear and support ultimately for a caregiver, for someone living with Alzheimer's, or anyone who just has questions. We also have online messaging boards. We have support and materials and literature that we have at our disposal, both on our website and through our offices as well.
We are talking about the upcoming Tallahassee Walk to End Alzheimer's, which is set to take place October 12th. That is, of course, a Saturday at Tallahassee's Cascades Park. We have Yasmin Khan, Aubrey Schmidt, and Jordan Burroughs with us who are involved in the walk, and we'd love to hear from you, too, at 850-414-1234 on this special edition of Perspectives from WFSU Public Media. We'll be right back. We are back on Perspectives, talking about the upcoming Walk to End Alzheimer's, Tallahassee style, October 12th, Cascades Park. And a reminder, you can always find Perspectives online at WFSU.org. Just go to our handy-dandy website, click on Radio, pull down Local Programs. There's a menu there. Perspectives is like, I think, the second entry on that. And that'll take you right to the main page where we archive all the past shows. We try to have the latest program up within 24 hours of when it actually appears on the radio. Yasmin Khan, Aubrey Schmidt, and Jordan Burroughs with us, all involved with the upcoming walk to end Alzheimer's. Well, let's talk about the walk itself. If you want to have a fundraiser, you got to have a walk. With a one-mile fun run and all these other – is that kind of the jam on this, Yasmin? How does the walk work for those who have never participated in one?
Sure. So we have a website that makes it pretty easy. It's pretty user-friendly for individuals to register before the day of. And that website is alz.org/walk. And once you're there, you can elect different options, either to register a team, to volunteer, or to donate to the cause. So registration, the process itself, if you don't register before, you can always register day of. So the morning of the walk, which is, again, as you mentioned, October 12th, we have check-in that starts at 8 o'clock that morning. The opening ceremony starts at 9, and the walk itself starts at 9:30. And as you mentioned, there are two routes. One route that is just shy of a mile. It goes directly just within Cascades Park. We're in the Centennial Field portion of Cascades Park. The longer route goes actually through Myers Park as well, and that's 2.6 miles. So it brings you back to the same finish line. But even before the walk, we have a beautiful opening ceremony. We have wonderful community partners that will have exhibit spaces along the walk activity area for individuals to come in and check out, and we'll have food and refreshments as well. So it's really a very interactive experience, an opportunity to stand in solidarity with those living with the disease or those affected. and we have the opening for us, opening ceremony, which we have a promise garden ceremony within that as well that I love to always talk about. It's a really neat opportunity. When everyone registers, they get a flower that represents a different color, whether or not they've, you know, lived, they are currently living with the disease, they have lost someone to the disease, they envision a world without Alzheimer's, or they're a current caregiver. And those color flowers, you know, they're each recognized, they're each mentioned during the opening ceremony. And those in the crowd can raise up their flower in solidarity, in honor of those that they have, you know, lost or been connected with or currently take care of. It's really moving. It's really a powerful thing to witness. And I think one of my favorite parts of the walk, personally.
There is a national promotion connected with the Alzheimer's Association, I think, that says that the first person to survive the disease is probably already with us.
That just
hits you right in the heart. It really does, to think that there is this much hope that's being invested into attempting to overcome something that was not even a thing a couple generations ago. You had people who would say, oh, you know, grandma's just kind of getting up there and she's getting forgetful. We didn't recognize that that was actually a disease.
Right. Yeah. It was seen as, you know, it was stigmatized. It was seen as this person is senile or old-timers is what it may have been referred to. And I think now that we are able to name this, we're able to recognize the signs and symptoms. You know, it helps individuals to, you know, be able to fight more actively and to really show and raise awareness for, you know, how life-altering this disease really is.
And that there are actually medications, and the earlier you get on them, no, there is not a cure, but it certainly can prolong that quality of life much more so than if you remain, you know, unmedicated.
Yeah, there are medications, and I'm not an expert to speak on it, but there are some that can help alleviate the symptoms, but of course, like you said, doesn't attack the root cause, so it doesn't cure anything. But hopefully, we can find that soon.
Well, we got to figure out how to do teams for this here, and I don't know, Aubrey, is that a tough? You're just dealing with families; that's tough enough.
Yes, getting the word out there, and you know. People around my age, they're not really familiar. They might be familiar with it, but not 100% of what's going on. And so just trying to get the younger generation to kind of understand, like, this could either happen to you, your family, friends. Let's start something today for in the future. When we get there, we might have a cure. We might have something that could make it a little bit easier.
So walk us through the process here. If you wanted to start a team, because we still have we still got some time to do this. We are not within that that window of impossibility here. But if you wanted to either join Walk for Papa, your team, or start one from scratch, what do you do?
Well, like Yasmin said, the website is very user-friendly. You just go, I think it's alz.org/walk, and they have bright yellow tabs. You can't miss it to register, sign your own walk, or donate. And you can create your own walk and post it onto social media platforms to kind of get the word out there to join your team.
Okay, and just keep the pressure on. Don't forget, guys, okay? And go to your friends and try to make this a cascading kind of effect. Okay, well, Jordan Burrows, you had, what, 20-some people, you say, on your team. You still looking to expand that?
Absolutely. The more the merrier, like Audrey said.
Okay, and how do you recruit? Do you just go out and shame people, or what do you do?
Yeah, pretty much. like you said, it's a great tool. No, social media has been great, posting about it, and you never know who has been affected by the disease. Yeah. And so just a quick social media post, all of a sudden you're getting donations from people who then want to tell you the story about their loved one who they lost from Alzheimer's. So it's just a great way to kind of blast it out there, but then some people need a little bit more poking and prodding, and so.
Well, let's see. I was poking around this morning, and I was looking. Let's see. We are looking for $80,000, I believe.
Yes,
that is the local goal. Mm-hmm. goal on this. We're almost halfway there,
yeah.
I saw. That's incredible. The walk is still two weekends away here.
Yeah, and we're actually still accepting donations through the end of the calendar year. So, of course, we'd love to have our goal by walk day, but if not, we know that there's still some time to get the word out. And as our team captains mentioned, continue reaching out to our family and friends to donate.
There are other, as we mentioned, beyond the walk and Purple Willy Jam and those sorts of things, too, because I've seen you bouncing all over town. There are different other, some kind of unique promotions and initiatives. Talk about some of the stuff that you've been doing on top of all that we've already mentioned.
Yeah. So Tom has been a great supporter, and our friends at WFSU Media have followed us through our summer fundraising program, which is Rivals. And that is essentially a charity flag football game. It's a women-driven fundraiser because women are disproportionately affected by Alzheimer's disease. So it's an opportunity to engage a younger demographic, to engage women who want to play for a loved one or really just play and join the fight for Alzheimer's first survivor. So we really have fun with that every year. There are folks who do it who aren't a part of WALK, and there are some who are. And it's just a really interesting avenue to raise awareness and funds for our cause.
And if anyone had an idea on their own, I'm sure you're always soliciting additional input as to, gee, what else could we do to try to bring more stuff in? So since you are kind of the development director on the regional basis, you look like the point person.
For Tallahassee, yes. I would love to help if anyone wants to reach out to me and they have ideas for how to get involved. We also have a DIY fundraiser, we call it, called The Longest Day. And it honors individuals who want to do their own fundraiser, a third-party event, essentially. And they can do that on their own schedule, on their own timeline. It's called The Longest Day because we recognize it on the longest day of the year, which next year will be June 20th. But that fundraiser can take place anytime within that calendar year. And it's something you can do on your own with staff support, of course, if you need it. But it's a really fun way to also get involved.
Aubrey, anything else you've been involved with beyond the walk? Or I see the wheels turning here. Something else you're thinking of maybe?
Just thinking of different ideas to get the word out there.
And maybe that awareness, because you said something I'm keying off of here just a few minutes ago, that when you get in a certain age zone, this seems so far away.
It does.
Unless you've got someone intimately connected like your grandfather or someone like that. And how do you make that real for folks who may not have any direct first-person connection with someone with Alzheimer's or dementia?
I just tell my story and my mamaw side of the story because you might not personally have it. And when you do have it, you don't know. Like, you don't know really what's going on. But it's the caregivers who I feel that are affected tremendously with this. And so I just kind of tell both sides of the story to kind of make them more aware. And it's not, how do I word this? Like, we're not invincible. It's going to happen. So that's why I want to push the donations to the research that hopefully later on in life, hopefully sooner rather than later, actually, we can find something.
Yeah, if you want one less thing to worry about in your life, this is a good one to focus on.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because demographically, again, until life expectancy got to a certain point, there was very little of this because no one got to the point where it was even a thing.
Right.
So that how did your family have to kick in with Grandma to help her out? Did she have to fly solo with that, Aubrey?
Not all the time, no. My mom helped out a lot, and when we saw it getting worse, we tried to do things that he used to do, like our beach vacations or going up to a property in Madison. So we would do the little things, and then when it got too much to bear, like there was a few nights he would walk out and Mama would wake up and not know what's going on. So we put him in the Azalea Gardens over down on Oxbottom. Great faculty, great place. I absolutely love them and how they handle situations like this. And so we did eventually have to put him in there, and they were just absolutely wonderful. So eventually I would like to go and volunteer, But right now it's just a little hard for me.
A little tough, yeah.
A little tough.
Understood. But I've noticed that too, Yasmin. There are a growing number of dedicated facilities, assisted living facilities. You just mentioned one, Aubrey. I think Villas at Killarn Lakes, mm-hmm. that's another. There are several in this area now that kind of focus on that sort of care.
Yeah, there are quite a few, many of which are our partners, our sponsors. So, you know, we're grateful to have them aligned with our mission because they know firsthand just how debilitating Alzheimer's disease and any dementia can be.
Mm-hmm. And to have that, especially the medical backup that
Absolutely.
Is there as well, because mm-hmm. It is not just that disease. Other things come
right.
with it. It's like a train that's moving mm-hmm. down the track, and there's so many cars mm-hmm. that kind of pile on to this whole thing. Okay, well, Jordan, again, how's your friend doing in this regard?
I think she's doing okay. She's recovering, you know, from losing her husband, but things are... You know, I think she's still involved with the cause, and, you know, it's really sad, but she moved her husband into a facility as well, and I think she would appreciate their all the help that they gave her as well.
And that's another part of this whole equation, that we're not talking necessarily about people in their 70s and 80s. This can happen much, much earlier in life.
Absolutely, and I think it's happening more and more often, too. Younger people are getting this disease, and it's really sad.
And that doesn't we're not really equipped for that when it moves down into these younger demographics. Is the Alzheimer's Association concerned about that, too, Yasmin? Or?
Well, you know, when we see these cases and when we learn about, you know, younger individuals who are getting affected, you know, that's something that encourages us to make sure that we have resources available, that we have the tools available to offer that support, and to let people know that they're not alone. You know, there's so many cases of early onset now, unfortunately, and we are here. We do have our support lines and our resources and tools to help those, and we try to have those as readily accessible as possible.
If you're just joining us again, we are talking about not only the entire warp and woof of Alzheimer's disease, dementia, those sorts of incapacitating illnesses that have been just becoming so commonplace, as our guests have been talking about here, but also the resources being brought to bear to mitigate the impact that they have on our families, our friends, and especially the caregivers who are left holding the bag on this in so many cases. The helpline, by the way, for the Alzheimer's Association is 800-272-3900. That'll put you in touch with folks who can give you access to a whole range of resources and helps that are available through the association. And we are also talking about the upcoming walk, the Tallahassee Walk to End Alzheimer's, and how you can get involved with that coming up on October 12th at Cascades Park. And again, you don't have to be a professional walker or a runner on this. Yes, right?
Not at all. And there are individuals who choose not to walk day of, and that's totally okay. And there are even folks who, you know, they may be virtual walkers, as we call them. They may choose to register a team or register themselves as an individual, but don't come to the event on day of. And that's totally okay, too. We want individuals to know that we're here, that we, you know, they can walk in honor of us, they can walk from a different location. You know, just join us in any capacity. We're happy for that.
And it's a wonderful, if you have not walked Cascades Park, and it seems incomprehensible that anyone could be a resident of North Florida and not having availed themselves of the facilities at Cascades Park. You could go down 11:30 at night and people are all walking their dogs and all that. And you don't find too many cities the size of Tallahassee where you have this mm-hmm. almost 24/7 gathering place called Cascades Park, but a beautiful rolling walkway around the park and then through the Myers Park neighborhood, too, and that's okay with those guys, right? They don't mind.
Oh, yeah, no, we're on the sidewalk, so hopefully we don't disrupt. We walk by the playground and then turn on Lafayette, so it's not too much within the neighborhood, but we do cross through it.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. and if you're by Professor David Kirby's house, you might want to drop by there and see how the neighbor's cats are doing. I see that he has a lot of fun with Patsy and Percy. which are, I was over there a couple months ago to interview him because he's one of these 50-plus faculty members, year faculty members at Florida State, as well as being sort of the poet emeritus of Tallahassee. But for whatever reason, the neighbor's cats wander over and harass him and his wife all the time. I don't know why that is. But but Myers Park, again, one of the iconic Tallahassee legacy neighborhoods, gorgeous to walk through on any occasion. But how much better now when you're doing it for a worthy cause, which is in the fight against Alzheimer's and in memory of those folks who perhaps are no longer with us, even though physically they may be. Love to hear from you on Perspectives, of course. You can always call us at 850-414-1234. That is the number. And you can also drop us an email, perspectives@wfsu.org. A quick timeout, and we'll be back. Thank you so much for joining us here on WFSU Public Media's Perspectives. The upcoming Tallahassee Walk to End Alzheimer's, October 12th, Cascades Park. Be there, 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 there. I remember that from years ago. Anyway, we are joined by Yasmin Khan, Development Manager for Regional Alzheimer's Association, and two team captains on behalf of Walk for Papa. It's Aubrey Schmidt, and all's you need is love. Team Captain Jordan Burroughs here with us on Perspectives. And there are other partners in this effort, are there not, Yasmin, that we need to do shout-outs to here?
Yes, absolutely. We'd love to shout out our local sponsors. We have had 21 overall sponsors join us within the community, so we're incredibly grateful for each of their supports. Our select sponsor this year is Florida Blue, and they are actually a multi-market sponsor, and they're partnering with us for Jacksonville Walk to End Alzheimer's as well. So very grateful to have them on board. Our Promise Garden sponsor is Tapestry Senior Living, Lakeshore and Walden Facilities. Our Start and Finish Line sponsor is Your Life of Tallahassee Memory Care. Our media partner is iHeartMedia Tallahassee, and they are working with us for our day of MCs, PSAs that they're providing in kind. So we're incredibly grateful for that as well. And our supporting sponsor is Tallahassee Memory Disorder Clinic. So TMH Memory Disorder Clinic. And they have worked with us for several years now, and we're very indebted to them for their support once again. And we have photo booth sponsors. We have Kid Zone sponsors, Day of Activity sponsors that are joining us. Hospitality, Waterhole, Route sponsors. Several, companies and across various industries that have chosen to partner with us, and we're definitely grateful for their support.
And if there are any other companies or organizations that would like to join the cause, just to give you a yell, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's still time. We'd love to have you and your company, showcase at Walk Day. We've tried to make our sponsorships as mutually beneficial as possible, providing you and your coworkers visibility within your organization while also fighting and supporting a great cause that can affect your employees and infect those that you're working with. So absolutely, please contact us. My email is yscon@alz.org, and you can always reach out if you want to get involved, and there is still time.
And there's also, again, still hope, because you had mentioned some of the sponsors, and earlier in the conversation, Yasmin, we were discussing this too, that in contrast to many years ago, when if someone were in the early recognition of the fact that there was a specific affliction called Alzheimer's or adult dementia or however you wanted to define it, the typical response from the medical community would be, "We are so sorry, but nothing can be done." And that still, there is no cure, but there is much more hope in the treatment now than there was.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we partner, thankfully we have the support of our science and our medical team that do a lot of work on their end to find, you know, more research, more breakthroughs so that we can share that with our constituents and our community, that there is hope. Absolutely, there is hope. That's what we're fighting for. We're going to be as relentless as Alzheimer's disease is to find that cure.
And certainly, Aubrey, when it comes to, you know, the memory of Papa and everything, that's what drives you, the fact that there are other Papas out there.
Yes.
Who maybe will have a chance because of what you and your family and the other teams are doing here.
Yes, sir. And that's why I joined last year. And the walk day, seeing everybody and seeing the sadness, the hope, every single emotion that you could think that to come from this, that's what has inspired me. And working with great people, that's what inspired me to keep going. Because it was very hard, especially last year was a month after I lost him. And I do believe I reached out to you. And so it's very rewarding to see walk day of walk and everybody going out there and walking for a cause.
Yeah, and sharing some of those stories. And suddenly you're not alone anymore.
Right. And that's what I do want people to know is you're not alone. You're not. I mean, somebody might not go through it personally, but you're still not alone.
Right.
So let's see. Jordan, let's again talk about some of the folks outside the immediate circle for your team. And how do you, again, connect to folks who maybe don't understand or don't have firsthand knowledge of this? You know, leave the shame out of it here for a second. let's just talk about how do you relate that story of your friend and her husband?
Well, I think just telling the stories, hearing from other people who have had that disease, you can't deny the feeling that you're getting when somebody is telling that story. And so that really helps motivate people to get involved. And it is a great group of people. We have a great group of volunteers as well. Mm-hmm. So sometimes just the fun that we have and the great group of people that there are who are running this organization is a motivation also to just get out there and get involved and be there with us.
So you've got connections just outside of the events then. This is sort of a little posse that you put together that was brought together for one specific purpose, but it has kind of morphed into something a little bit more profound maybe.
Absolutely. And the Tallahassee community, the Tallahassee business community, everybody really does want to get involved with this stuff and be involved. And so when people like Aubrey tell her story, it really makes people want to be helpful. And so, we've got some great partners. And on top of the sponsors, we've had some awesome local restaurants and shops who have donated gift cards and prizes and things like that to help us with our fundraising efforts. It takes a village. And we've got a lot of great support from the Tallahassee community to do this.
Not forgetting that you don't have to necessarily invest tens of thousands of dollars in these causes here. Just a little bit of help here and there can certainly move things ahead in ways that you didn't even think possible. So if you had to put, just a guesstimate, Yasmin, on how many folks are involved in the walk here. You've got multiple teams.
Yeah.
Okay, some of them with just a handful, some of them with dozens and dozens of people on here. How many folks do you think you're going to have out there on the 12th?
You know, that's a good question. Between our walkers and our volunteers, we've had a pretty big crowd over the past year. This year, we're currently at 200 registered participants, and we're expecting about 100 a day of volunteers. But our goal for participants is expected to exceed that to hopefully 400, 450 day of walkers. So we're excited. We know that there's still time. A lot of folks come day of and register day of, so we want to consider that in our count as well. But really anyone who's there, no matter the number, we just want it to be impactful and something that's positive. And we hope we accomplish that.
Do you have any school groups?
Yeah, we have been super grateful for Florida State, FAMU, TCC. They have come out in droves. Student groups have helped with setup, with concessions, or excuse me, the refreshments. Really just in any capacity, greeters, they have been very helpful and reached out to us to see what they can do. They'll do whatever we need. So
yeah, and not limited to the collegiate community. If you're in high school, you can do that too.
Absolutely, yeah. We have groups of elementary, middle school students who cheer on the walkers, and that's something we look forward to every year. So we, you know, are grateful for any and all support.
Well, again, if you were just joining us, we're talking about the upcoming Tallahassee Walk to End Alzheimer's, Saturday, October 12th at beautiful Cascades Park with, multiple things. We still have this, I don't want to call it a prejudice, but sort of a predisposition to believe that only the professional runners and walkers get involved in these kinds of things. And that is not the case at all yet.
The walking is the least important part of the event.
It's true. It's very true.
Well put, Jordan. I like that. Yeah. Although you guys, I know you hardcores in the Golf Winds Track Club, of course, you are going to show up anytime that there is even a suspicion that there's going to be running shoes involved. I know you guys. So that's good. I know you always support these sorts of things. But for the folks who just think, man, if I can just even stroll once around Cascades Park, that's probably going to do me in. But I really want to get involved in this cause and do whatever I can to, bring my attention and my resources to bear on it. That's the nickels and dimes, they help.
Absolutely.
Okay, again, for the benefit of folks just joining us here on Perspectives, we know how busy your lives are and that you tune in and out. But Yasmin Khan, again, tell us how to get involved in the upcoming walk and anything else that you may want to do as far as helping the cause of hopefully coming to some kind of a cure situation regarding this disease.
Yeah, so our website, alz.org, once you're there, it's a vast repository of information. You can go through information about the disease itself, how to get involved, whether from a fundraising perspective or how to get involved by participating in clinical trials, by getting the word out within the community. Definitely, please go to our website, alz.org. Once you're there, you'll see a link for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, or if not, you can go to alz.org/walk, and that will bring you to the Tallahassee page once you input the zip code that you live in. Easy peasy. You go in there, you click on register, or you can click on volunteer, depending if you want to start a team or if you want to volunteer for day of, and you follow the site's prompts. We get an email as soon as you register, and I will follow up with you to welcome you, to provide you with tools and resources that you need to help you, whether it's meeting your goal or to help you with day of logistics. Whatever it is, myself and our wonderful team are at your disposal to see how we can enhance your experience and help you help this cause.
Keying off of something you just said that is a very critical part of this entire equation, clinical trials to do more research on this. Are there any local ones ongoing that you're aware of? Or?
Tom, not that I'm aware of. The clinical trials, the trial match is the program that we have with the Alzheimer's Association. Once you put your information in, it brings you to different connecting or local ones. I just don't know currently off the top of my head if there are any here right now. But once you put your information in, the website will tell you.
I would suspect, I know that there are a bunch of things being done through the hospital in Thomasville. Mm-hmm. They have hooked into a national clinical trial situation. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes the FSU College of Medicine also does some of these too. So there's a possibility you could be talk about giving your body to science. Here it's giving your mind to science to try to get a better handle on the efficacy of some of the new developments when it comes to treating Alzheimer's. Wouldn't that be exciting?
That'd be wonderful.
That you're actually part of what leads to the defeat of this.
Yes.
Situation. I want to give you a chance here, Aubrey Schmidt, again, talk about Papa, his memory, and what your participation in this means to that memory of him.
He was a great man and very bright, very hands-on, and watching him, you know, forgetting to turn off the sink or leaving a light on, to walking out at night, not knowing where he is, to not really remembering who you are, not only took a toll on me, but my family, and watching my mama, his daughters, my mom, and my aunt go through it, that is what pushed me to be the voice for the people who can't or don't have the voice or don't really know what to say. That's why I try to enlighten people about the situation and to push people to help in every way.
And he had one of the sweetest smiles I've ever seen.
Oh, my God, he did.
That
sweetest
picture.
Man.
That picture on the website is just that's killer. Jordan Burroughs, one final plea for you. You get your more than a 30-second soundbite here or elevator pitch here. But for those folks who may be thinking, I don't know, maybe I will, maybe I won't, push them over the edge.
Absolutely. Well, this time is critical. Like you guys have been talking about, there has been a lot of progress for the disease. And so I think sometimes the natural reaction is to go, okay, well, they're good. So we don't need to worry about that. We can go focus on something else. But this is really when we need to have those final pushes and raise the awareness and raise the money so we can really make a difference and cure this once and for all.
As you mentioned before, there is a growing incidence, not just because we are all growing older, therefore more susceptible to these sorts of things, but for whatever reason, and I'm sure that the research will come up with that, why is it becoming more common, even among younger people? No one seems to know.
No, that's why we're raising all this money to help with the research of it.
So, Yasmin Khan, you get the final word on this here.
Well, I'll share some statistics if that helps. I think that's, numbers usually help drive the importance of this cause. Alzheimer's disease is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. Currently, 5.8 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's, and by 2050, this number is projected to rise to nearly 14 million. In addition to those that are diagnosed with Alzheimer's or living with Alzheimer's, more than 16 million Americans provide that unpaid care, so serve as caregivers for people with Alzheimer's or other dementias. So we know the impact that this has on those living with the disease, on their loved ones, and, you know, it's up to us to join this fight. So please join us. Join us for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. We all hope to see you on October 12th at Cascades Park. It's going to be a beautiful morning, and we hope to see you there.
Not only a beautiful morning, but also a beautiful cause. And
yes,
the one number you just gave, to put it in a total context, that 14 million projected victims of Alzheimer's and dementia. Do you realize that is two-thirds of the population of the state of Florida?
Wow.
So this is not just a minor affliction that is out there in dribs and drabs. This is going to be something we're all going to have to wrestle with at some time, and better now to wrestle with than years down the road. We encourage everyone who's listening to this edition of Perspectives to get involved. If not physically in the walk itself, please log on to the website and make a contribution. A couple bucks, that's fine. That's good. You get a whole bunch of people doing that, and suddenly you're talking some major money. Local goal, as Yasmin told us, $80,000 for this, and we are just about halfway there as we go through this edition of Perspectives and start to wrap up the program and bring it to an end. Yasmin Khan, Development Manager for Regional Alzheimer's Association. Aubrey Schmidt, Walk for Papa, Team Captain. Go team. Thank you so much. And Jordan Burroughs, all's you need is love. Team Captain, thank you all for coming
Thanks
on
for
this
having us.
Edition
thank
of Perspectives.
You. Thank you so much.
And I'm Tom Flanagan. Thank you so much for being a part of it. And next week, we have a special program lined up for you as we thank our folks behind the glass, Lydell Rawls on the interconnect, and Evan Rossi pushing all the buttons today. Next week, the Choose Tallahassee campaign, which we already mentioned in the course of this program, began life as an initiative to attract more retirees to call the capital city home. But now the group has expanded its mission. It's including millennials, Gen Xers, just about everybody. We'll talk about it next Thursday right here on Perspectives.
Audio copies of Perspectives are available by calling 1-800-829-8809. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcasts. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.